Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
Do you believe the King children, by virtue of filing lawsuits against other people, having or forcing Harry Belafonte to file a lawsuit against them, the King children suing each other, are they damaging the legacy of their father for future generations? Are people going to look at them more about lawsuits as opposed to nonviolence, as opposed to commitment to social change? Give me a shout, 877-373-9766, 877-373-9766. To the phone lines. First up, let's see here. Let's go to James, calling from Raleigh, North Carolina, listening on WAUG 750. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
I really think that they're doing great damage. They've said about that course of the inner fighting about the money and about that was the first. That was, I guess, the second thing. None of them never stepped up and taken on the continued the legacy of Martin Luther King. When opportunities presented themselves, but yet and still they jump up and try to be act as narcissists. As one of them, I see one of the males acting as narcissists in terms of who's controlling the wealth and who's controlling the honor, everything that Martin Luther King, the people handed to Martin Luther King, and the recognition that we gave to him, they're taking it and exploiting it, and right. They've done this throughout the years, and I think it's a shame. It's a shame what they've done. They have never recognized their father. None of them never tried to pursue any of those things, anything that Martin Luther King stood for, other than his wife. And I'm appalled by it. I really am. I'm upset by it. I was upset by it when the first time they had the opportunity to step forward, and they never stepped forward. We kept hoping for a descendant to step forth and take on the leadership of the black community as Martin Luther King had done, take his position that he had done in the black community. Mm-hmm. But none of them have never done that, and that's my opinion. It hurt a whole lot. Okay. We keep waiting, but it's never going to happen.
All right, I appreciate it, sir. Thanks a lot, James. Thank you very much. Again, folks, the number to call is 877-373-9766, 877-373-9766. Before I go to Joni, I want to read some of the comments. I mean, folks are definitely weighing in on Twitter and Facebook. A lot of folks have just been shocked that it has gotten to this point. And folks say it just makes no sense whatsoever. Mama Scorpio 8 says, yes, they should apologize, and they are damaging his legacy. They have made his legacy about greed. I Ashley N on Twitter said, Bernice and Martin III disgust me. Malcolm is the only one that has some poise, class, and honor about himself. Well, not Malcolm. I mean, it's Dexter is the other son, and actually Dexter's the one who's probably out of all three, frankly, has been about the money. Just straight up has been about the money. I mean, you don't see Dexter anywhere publicly. People were shocked he actually showed up for the March on Washington 50th anniversary commemoration. Dexter did not show up for the unveiling of the King Memorial on the Mall in Washington. That's just real. And he has been actually at the centerpiece of many of these lawsuits because he is over the King estate, and they've gone back and forth. Understand, for background purposes, there are three shareholders in the King estate, just the three children. Used to be four, Yolanda died, there are three. And remember, when they sued each other, it was because MLK III and Bernice said Dexter was never calling shareholder meetings, wasn't giving them information in terms of how money was being spent, all kind of things along those lines. That's just real in terms of how this stuff was going down. And I mean, it is just being drama after drama. You think back to the lawsuit that was filed. I mean, literally, Martin III and Bernice filed suit against Dexter. Dexter countersued saying, no, Bernice, we're going to publish the personal letters between our mother and our father because I have a book deal already lined up. And they said, well, no, let's keep some stuff between our mama and our daddy private. He said, absolutely not. I'm over the King estate. Daddy's handwriting is in those letters. I then have jurisdiction and you don't, even though you're over mom's estate. Yeah, this is brothers and sisters constantly fighting. I know people who are close to them who talk about just the nasty comments and the backbiting back and forth. And it makes no sense. And it boils down to money. Joni from Owings Mills, Maryland. Welcome to News One Now. Joni.
I agree that they have done substantial damage to their own legacy. The legacy of Martin Luther King will stand, but their greed has just been appalling. And what's going on with Harry Belafonte, who we know helped Martin Luther King during those dark days, that's just something that just should never happen.
Let me explain why I'm talking about the legacies being damaged. It's because if you look at the numbers, the percentage of people who know about Dr. King, you look at the people, his national holiday, the reality is you have to continue to cultivate someone's legacy, and you must keep doing the work. What I don't want to see is we reach the point where we're not continuing to talk about how Dr. King's, what he lived for and his philosophy, how it can impact us today. I don't want us to get to the point where it's all about just what's happening in a textbook or an old piece of film or some DVD. I believe you look at the Kennedy, you look at the Robert F. Kennedy Center. They have this annual awards deal. You look at JFK and the school, what they do, the School of Government at Harvard. You have these, and Joni, I want you to hold on because I want you to finish your comment on the other side. But you have all of these institutions that are there to continue to promote and build on that legacy. And I think what the King children are doing, the King Center should be the primary institution in America. But they are fighting so much, that place is dilapidated. It needs serious work. And so it's now left to other groups out there to be advancing it when that's what the kids should be doing. And what I'm saying, Joni, the constant lawsuits, the constant fighting, that's what I mean they're causing damage, because what people are hearing constantly about MLK and kids is all about lawsuits and not the work and not social justice and not faith and not nonviolence. The King children should be going to Chicago, sitting down with gang members and stopping the shooting. If you want to move forward the legacy of your daddy, well, get in the game and stay the hell out of the courtroom.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin.